This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Dyslexia is a problem that interferes with the ability to recognize words and connect sounds with letters when people read. People with this learning disorder may also have problems when they write. Dyslexia is not related to eyesight or intelligence. The problem involves areas of the brain that process language. Brain scientists are studying whether they can predict which young children may struggle with reading in order to provide early help. John Gabrielli at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is leading a study of 5-year-olds in about 20 schools in the Boston area.
We partner with schools that have kindergartens, and in this study what we do is, for all the children whose parents permit them to participate, we give them a brief set of paper and pencil tests to look at which children appear to be at some risk for struggling to read.
So far, 50 of the kindergartners have been examined in a machine that shows brain activity. The goal is to study 500 children using fMRI, or functional magnetic resonance imaging. The scanner uses a high-energy magnetic field and radio waves to look inside the body. Written tests are not always able to identify dyslexia or other problems. Professor Gabrielli says children can differ a lot in their abilities from day to day. He says brain scans may offer a more scientific way to identify problems. And with reading problems, he says, early identification is important.
All the literature is that for interventions, behavioral programs, educational programs that help children overcome reading difficulties, the younger the child, the more effective they are.
Reading problems are not usually identified until a child is in the 3rd or 4th grade. The longer the wait before children are recognized as poor readers, he says, the less these interventions can help. And, as Professor Gabrielli points out, poor reading can make education a struggle.
Reading begins everything, even math and science textbooks.
During the brain imaging, the children are given tasks related to reading. They work with letters and sounds of language. The brain scans measure the extent to which certain parts of the brain become active while the children do their work. The neuroscientists say they are pleased with early results from the study, but have a lot more work to do. The children get to take home the pictures of their brain in action. Professor Gabrielli says children who do not want to have a brain scan do not have to.
I can tell you that the ones who do want to do it, they have an excellent experience. Almost all, the vast majority ask when they can do it again. We treat the entire experience as a game. When they go into the scanner, we say it's like going into a space rocket.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.